What is going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. If this is your first time tuning into the podcast, I want to welcome you here. It's a podcast all about Minecraft updates. Whether those are updates that are actually coming to the game, or they're updates that we're making up on our own just for fun. Either way, if either of those things are interesting to you at all, you are in the right place. If you find yourself enjoying what you listen to, please consider subscribing to it wherever you listen to podcasts on, be that Apple Podcasts or Spotify, whatever you find yourself on. If you really enjoy it, consider dropping a review also on those platforms. And if you really, really enjoy it, consider sharing it with a friend who also might enjoy it as well. Maybe you've got a friend you play Minecraft with and you like to talk about future Minecraft updates, or maybe even your own ideas for Minecraft updates. That would be the friend to share this podcast with. And guys, before we get into it, I want to say I'm sorry for yesterday. I was under the weather. I don't know if it was a cold or what was it, but I was just not able to record an episode yesterday. So that you can just consider that Wednesday series of episodes on the end update being extended because we missed that one. Today we are going to get into a Q&A only episode again. Like I said earlier this week, Tuesdays and Thursday episodes are going to be Q&A only. And I think that the community that listens to this podcast will enjoy that because that seems to be one of the favorite features of this podcast. So let's get into it. A few episodes ago, I asked you guys, what is one aspect of the end that should not be changed? And first here we have downtime. And downtime says, the dragon itself, I feel like it's just iconic to the game. And even if its behaviors are changed, its attacks and looks should stay. I agree. So I feel like the Ender Dragon and the battle should largely be the same. I do think that if one thing is going to change, it should be the environment that the battle takes place in. And I've seen other people too talking about how the Ender Dragon should not be able to receive explosion damage because of how easily it is to kill it with beds in the game. I don't know how I feel about that. I'll have to think about it, but I do agree that largely the dragon and the battle should basically remain the same. Sir Nikolai says the main island, and Kraken also says how small the island is. I agree, like the island should stay basically the same size. I think it's quite a big island. But I could see some changes come to the main island that would be good. It is quite a blank slate as of now. Very iconic, but I think that it could be refreshed without taking its spirit away. But that's my opinion. Micaiah says the Enderman being all over the place. I would have to disagree here. I think fine for the dragon battle to add that extra challenge, but to have that challenge all throughout the end seems a little unnecessary. Because I would like to be able to look around, right? I would like to be able to look around in the environment without having to, one, wear a carved pumpkin on my head, or two, you know, just like maneuver my mouse so that I don't make eye contact with all the Endermen around me. I really hate that the end feels very crowded. It kind of goes against the lifeless feeling I feel like the end is trying to achieve. If there's life everywhere, it's certainly not lifeless. Like it kind of counteracts that barren feeling, in my opinion. So I would have to disagree with that opinion. Bo says end crystals because I'm a master at end crystal PvP. End crystals, yes. I think behaviors of end crystals are pretty cool. And I've seen people use them for PvP to great effect. I do think that the texture could change. Right now, it looks very placeholder. So the texture for the crystal could change, but I think that its behaviors, the way it works, needs to stay the same. Knucklehead says the shulkers, as annoying as they are very useful late game. The shulkers are really, really great, honestly. I like how we basically have a mob that looks like a block, and also the things that they drop, obviously very, very useful. And yes, I could see, you know, the it being useful to get that levitation effect in the late game as well, maybe as part of a way that you access your base, or if you want to get that achievement, the how did we get there achievement, where you have all of the effects all at one time. I like that. I agree with that idea a lot. Willie the Warden says, I like the way the chorus fruit is implemented. And me too. I think that the chorus fruit is pretty great. Leo says, the end fight, I think they have perfected that almost perfectly. They perfected it perfectly. Very, very true. Anna says, the way we enter and leave the end should stay as is. I agree totally. I think that that's iconic and makes perfect sense for the end. Also, don't forget that there are multiple end portals in your overworld. If you find all of the strongholds, you can enter in to the end through those places. So you don't have to have just the one entrance. You can have multiple entrances. V. Holden Jones says, the mysterious aspect. And Sarah says, the giant voids. Yes, I agree. Two of those two features are iconic and should not change. Torben says, the escape portals, they are a great system, and without them, the end is impossible to traverse. I agree. I do think that the way that they are configured could probably change. I don't really love that they're made out of bedrock. It just doesn't look good, in my opinion. It could look better, but I think that they are a cool feature, and I like that you have to kind of hunt for them in order to travel around in the end. Anselm says, an empty void. I do like new biomes and structures, but if the void had stuff in it, it would ruin the vibe. I agree. The void should be void. That makes perfect sense. Quacky says, the texture of the portal and how it's 3D, but maybe the end should be changed to match the portal a bit more. Interesting opinion. I'm not quite sure if I follow. Maybe you're talking about how the portal texture, the actual sort of like the traveling lights in the portal texture don't really match anything in the end. Yeah, maybe we could see something in the end that reflects that portal texture. CTK says, the dragon fight is so perfect, just maybe change the terrains a little bit. And yeah, the terrain, I think that should be the only thing that changes about the end dragon fight, is the island has potential to be changed in some ways, and that's something we will cover in a Wednesday episode. Anna says, the appearance of the outer islands and the dragon. Pro says, definitely the shulkers. I would like to add end bridges. The end bridges would connect the outer end islands so people can walk across. Now, I do think that there is room for this in there. Maybe like ruined bridges that are kind of rare. So it's not like every island is connected to every other island. I think that would be crazy and take away some of the aspect of, you know, even having to use ender pearls. But maybe having a rare instance of a ruined bridge that is spanning at least partway between two islands. Maybe it's broken down in some places, so you kind of have to do a little parkour over the void, or you could rebuild the bridge to be a fully working bridge. I think that would be pretty cool. Jay says, Elytra armor. I know you hate the Elytra. I don't hate the Elytra. But this will slow down the Elytra a little bit. It will be called heavy armor. You need heavy ingots. This will be a new ore, but you get this in a new dimension. So, cool idea. It's not really answering the question about what should not change. This is something that you think should change. But I do want to say, I don't hate the Elytra. I just think that, unfortunately, the Elytra make it so that other forms of transportation in Minecraft become irrelevant once you get the Elytra. We'll probably talk about that in this in the Wednesday series. Don't worry about it. That'll probably be something we cover. Quinn says, the way you get out of the end. I like the way when you defeat the dragon, the portal opens. Also, because I can't go to the end, so it's going to be a surprise for me when I can. I'm sorry you can't go to the end. Maybe you should check that out in the creative mode. John Marshmallow says, the Ender Dragon fight, or the first one at least, I do think that is far too easy. But if we made it harder, it would be a pain for speedrunners. Maybe when you respawn the Ender Dragon, it gets harder. I really like this idea. I like the idea of it being once you've defeated the first Ender Dragon, and then you've gone through the trouble of resetting the Ender Dragon, that it becomes a harder battle. That's a cool idea, and because you obviously get a reward out of that with another end gateway portal. So cool idea. And maybe, yeah, we keep the first one the same so that speedrunners can still do their thing. But for people who want more of a challenge, they just have to defeat more dragons. Energy Turtle says the end cities, they have become iconic. There could be better loot, but the generation should stay the same. I pretty much agree with this. I think the end cities is one of the best structures in the game. I think that the ocean monuments is still the absolute best structure in the game, but the end city is definitely top three, at least. And generation should stay the same. I do have that idea that I talked about in a past episode where end cities could actually generate hanging off the bottom of islands. But I think that the generation would basically be the same. It would just be upside down instead. And that would be just occasionally. It wouldn't be for every end city. It would just be occasionally you would find one hanging off of an island upside down. Jackie says the idea of defeating the Ender Dragon before exploring the other end islands. Yes, and I like that Minecraft actually allows you to subvert that and to go out to the Outer End Islands without defeating the Ender Dragon. You just have to somehow cross the void, which is absolutely not impossible. But it definitely encourages you to do that before you get to the main place, the Outer End Islands. So, absolutely agree with that. Silas says the island generation is very good. And Zacharias says, I think that nearly everything should be changed. Even the dragon fight could use a makeover, in my opinion. The one thing that shouldn't be changed, I guess the color of the void. That's it. So, Zachariah really, really wants to see some major changes come to the end. This person likes Chickens Forever says, just the general vibe of the place. I like how it feels so alien, like a wasteland making us feel like explorers venturing into unexplored realms, leading the human race into a new age of technology. I like that vision for the end. Right now, I don't feel like it really feels that way as far as like leading the human race into a new age of technology. You do unlock, obviously, flight and shulkers from the end, but beyond that, it's the technology tree doesn't really just explode. You just get two cool things, which are not small things at all. They're major features. But it would be cool to see more stuff get unlocked through the end, and maybe we'll see that in a future end update. He says, I think the end city should not be changed, but maybe a loot table change, and it will be fine. Interesting point. I think that the end loot is pretty good right now, probably the best loot in the game, but maybe we could see some new things added to it. Miles says, the sparseness of the dimension, any biomes there need to be far apart, with the current one being the most common and acting as filler, as to not ruin the end's iconic atmosphere. Interesting idea. I think that the biomes that should be added to the end need to fit the atmosphere that is already there, absolutely. I don't know if they should be really rare, but yeah, maybe if the current look of the end becomes its own biome, and that's like the majority of it, maybe 50% of the end looks like that, and the rest is kind of divided up into other biomes, maybe, we'll see. Clone says the chorus plants, they are very unique in how they grow. And finally, James J. says, islands over a seemingly endless void. That needs to stay. Absolutely. I think that that is the most iconic thing about the end, and we should never, ever have that changed. Well, guys, thank you so much for these opinions. If you would like yours read out in a future episode, go to this episode on Spotify and interact with the Q&A post there, or you can do that on the Discord. The link is in the description. I have a whole channel dedicated to the Q&A segment. So go there, check it out, and also chat with other people who like to listen to this podcast. Maybe you could talk about Minecraft and future Minecraft updates, or maybe you could even talk about the One Block Challenge. Now, yesterday was the deadline for this week's One Block Challenge. The theme for that was metal. And so that is the end of that. But if you haven't gotten your idea to me for this week's One Block Challenge, don't worry. You can get a head start on next week's One Block Challenge. The theme for next week's One Block Challenge is replacing. So a block that has something to do with replacing. All of the details are going to be in the description of this episode if you need a refresher. And guys, that will bring us to the end of this episode. Send me your questions, your comments, and ideas to digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. The music featured on this podcast was created by Miles Roxalot, and I've been your host, Rubble JC. Until next episode, keep digging straight down. I'll see you at Bedrock.